Who's taking the fall?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Ever since the financial crisis hit, there has been a question hanging over this country. Do we need to officially blame some people? Should there be investigations, criminal trials, or do we all just need to quit pointing fingers and focus on recovering? House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has an answer. When Congress gets back into session next week, she wants to set up a powerful committee to find out what and who is responsible for the fallout. Marketplace's Steve Henn has more.
Shortly after Franklin Roosevelt was sworn into office, Congress created what became known as the PCORA Commission to investigate the causes of the Great Depression. PCORA, a former prosecutor, called the Barons of Wall Street before his commission to testify. His work exposed frauds, conflicts of interest, and led to reforms like the creation of the SEC. Bill Black, a law professor and former bank regulator, has been arguing for months this is exactly the kind of investigation the country needs now.
To be able to solve the problems, you have to find the problems.
But Black expects the financial industry will push back hard.
Of course, lots of people fear that they will end up in jail if the truth comes out.
But Robert Borsash at the Campaign for America's Future says if Congress doesn't create an independent commission armed with subpoena power, it could be courting a backlash.
This is driven not by the Congress, but by the public and the public's outrage.
He says this investigation will ultimately be judged by what it uncovers. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Two big earnings reports out just this morning. Citigroup posted better-than-expected results for the first quarter, losing 18 cents per share, much better than analyst expectations of a 34-cent loss. General Electric earned 26 cents per share last quarter, way down from 43 cents last year. Again, though, better than estimates. Asian markets closed higher today, especially Japan's Nikkei, up almost 2%. European shares are up about 1% now. Wall Street gained yesterday, the Dow adding about 95 points to 8,125. I am not a big sports fan, but lately I've been having conversations with coworkers that I haven't had since Michael Jordan days, and they are about LeBron James of the Cleveland Cavaliers and the unbelievable basketball he plays. Now, that may not sound like a big deal or even a business story to you, but to the city of Cleveland, it is huge. Marketplace's Rico Galliano tells us why.
The recession hit Cleveland hard. The city's been ranked one of the weakest housing markets in the country, and unemployment in Cuyahoga County reached 9.3% in February. A bright spot? The Cavaliers. Frank Jackson is Cleveland's mayor.
In a playoff situation, moving towards a championship, there's always the economic benefit of admission tax and people going to restaurants and hotels.
He says he expects the team and LeBron James's star power to attract fans from way outside the city, tourist dollars in tow. But LeBron's contract expires next year, and some say he won't be long for Cleveland. Alan Sanderson teaches the business of sports at the University of Chicago.
Star athletes are going to move to where the lights are brightest, and that's usually in New York or Los Angeles.
Then again, fans and some sports writers say LeBron, a native of nearby Akron, may be too loyal to leave town. One thing's likely, when this playoff battle ends, the battle for his next contract begins. In Los Angeles, I'm Rico Galliano for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com. By DreamWorks Pictures, presenting The Soloist, starring Robert Downey Jr. and Jamie Foxx, in theaters everywhere, April 24th. And by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, a smart way to reach your customers.
Google reported some nice profits after the bell yesterday. Quarterly earnings jumped 9% and beat Wall Street expectations. Yesterday, Google-owned YouTube announced a deal to bring movies and TV shows to its site. Right now, it's mostly older stuff, Starsky and Hutch, and Married with Children. But eventually, the plan is to show new premium content and to charge for it. Meanwhile, cable network USA is bringing in the audience. USA averaged more than 3.2 million viewers last quarter, more than any cable network in history. Michael Speier watches the entertainment industry for us in Los Angeles. Michael, what is USA doing right?
USA has a couple of shows that are really glomming on to the public infatuation with staying home and watching television right now. Something like Monk, which has been on for a long time, it's still doing strong. New shows like In Plain Sight are doing very well. USA has been one of the top brands in cable television for a very long time. It's the family brand. It's had its ups and downs, but it has a lot of uniqueness to it that a lot of cable stations would really love to have. And there's a certain amount of cable stations like USA that are real brands in the environment. I'm sure the parent company, NBC Universal, wishes that would translate into major viewership for its big flagship, NBC.
Well, yeah. And in fact, NBC and the networks are now starting to unveil their new lineups to their advertisers. What are you expecting?
I do expect that networks are no longer interested in spending a lot of money on big name talent to come onto the air because they've really ceded that responsibility to cable. Instead, they're going to more shows that are ensemble-based. They don't have to pay the talent as much because they're not names as much, but they can find stars and they can say, look, we don't have the names we used to have, but what we do have is great writing, great ensemble shows that will really, really grow with time. And that's what advertisers are looking for, because nowadays the average show gets canceled within a year. They want shows to stay on the air and build a fan base.
What's an example of that? How I Met Your Mother or...
Great example. Something like How I Met Your Mother is a perfect example of, sure, Neil Patrick Harris is a reasonable star on television. He was a name, but he
Doogie
was...
Howser.
Right, exactly. And he was able to get some kind of fan base. But the point is that it had five or six other people that no one at the time a couple of years ago had heard of, and it's grown an audience, and that's really what stuck. Of course, we do see someone like Charlie Sheen have a sitcom, and it's a hit sitcom. Stars aren't verboten, but if you can get a hit show without paying that talent, then you're in good shape.
Entertainment watcher Michael Spire.
Pleasure.
Thank you so much. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Good to have you in our audience. Have a great Friday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.